Zakta Helge Mishnah Baita, Masechtes Ksubis, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Ches. So in the last Mishnah we learned that if he wrote her a field that's only worth 100 instead of 200, and he didn't write that all of my nechasim are pledged to pay this amount, he just said, no, you can only collect from the field, it doesn't work. Those are Tanai Bezdin, and you have to pay the 200 zuz, even though you only wrote her a field for 100, and even if that field is not available, whatever else you have is going to have to pay up that money. Well, there are other things that he can't get away with, as our Mishnah continues, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Ches. For example, Loi Kosovlov, he didn't write for her in the Ksuba. Im Tishtavai, if you are captured, Efrakinach, I will ransom you, Vaisivnach li leintu, and I will take you back as my wife. So really, he has two chiyuvim. A, to ransom her, and B, to take her back. It could be they forced her to do something, but we assume it was against her will, and he was not a kohen. Not only is he allowed to, but he has to. If she's a kohenes, we don't mean that she's a bas kohen. We mean to say if she's married to a kohen, so he's supposed to write, but he didn't. I will ransom you, and he can't take her back. But hadrinach lemedintich, I'll return you to your city. He has to take care of her needs until she gets back to her father's house, even if they live someplace else. He also has to pay her ksuba, the Batanura explains. So even if he didn't write it chayiv, he's chayiv to do these things. So tanai bezdin, it is a requirement by bezdin. Amamela, even if it's not in the ksuba, the chayiv is there regardless. Even if the husband was not makabalit bishtar.